Oh.
Hi, can I speak to William Campbell, please?
Who's calling?
Michael from MMA Legal.
Hi, hello, Michael. Sorry, I meant to text, I think it was yesterday, but I've just got around to it today.
It's okay, sir. Are you okay?
I'm okay, thank you.
Fantastic.
Are you okay, William, to have a 10-minute chat with me about your case?
Yes, not a problem at all.
Just letting you know, William, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Yes.
I know you've been dealing with Elliot and the team over in our customer care side.
Yep.
Your case is now ready to come over to my team, which is the investigation team.
Yes.
It's our role to go out and gather the evidence on your behalf, from whether that be, you know, prison services, social services, education authorities and the likes.
Right.
Obviously, I've got your assessment centre here, so I'll write to, you know, whoever I need to write to get the information from that.
Yeah.
But the call today, William, is more about getting to know you and trying to understand the trauma that you faced at the assessment centre. How has that had an effect on you into your adult life? And what can we evidence? So the likes of, you know, depression, anxiety, PTSD, I can get evidence from your GP. The likes of alcohol or substance abuse or issues.
Yep. I've never really been outspoken to my GP about anything like that.
Yeah.
Even though I probably, in the last year, I probably suffered depression quite a lot. But again, I don't speak to anybody about these things.
Okay. Is that just a man thing, or is that just a...
It's me, I suppose. I'm not going to bore somebody with my issues. I'll go on with and deal with it eventually, or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to tell them why you're feeling like that. I mean, it could be just tell them that you're not feeling that, you're not feeling great, and you're struggling to get out of it. That's,
yeah.
You know, it could be as simple as that for yourself.
I'm out with the dog at the moment, just keeping an eye on her. It's strange because I wasn't there full time. I was only there at the weekends, right?
Yeah.
And it's so strange because I was there, I think it was mostly first year, mostly second year. And then I think it was like third year, I went and spoke to the social worker and he's sitting there swearing at me and sticking his fingers up at me. And I just lost it and I walked out on him. But that was just after... something happened in the home, so I don't know if that was related, and then they just left me alone, and I didn't hear anything from them. But after that, basically, I left school probably halfway through third year. We went into school, we got a teacher, that teacher, Mr. Watson, to sign us in the morning, and then we left, and we didn't go back in. I basically bunked off school half the third year and all the fourth year. And I didn't actually officially leave because the teachers wouldn't even sign my leaving form.
Wow.
I know. But I moved on. I got a job straight away. I'm very lucky. And I've sort of worked in and out. But again, I did smoke marijuana. And I have put other substances and things.
Yeah.
And I've been very, very, very dependent on alcohol all my life. It's so strange because at this moment in time, I'm trying to stop. But that's other circumstances that have happened quite recently. I'm not going to go into that, and I don't really want to bring up what that's passed either, but whatever you need to know, I'll basically try and tell you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, no problem. You tell me whatever you're comfortable telling me, and don't tell me what you're not comfortable telling me, that's totally fine. And started a job straight away. Okay, have you ever sought any sort of help for the alcohol?
Have I ever what, sorry?
Have you ever tried to get any sort of help for the
alcohol dependency? I wouldn't say I've went and see. I've not sought help, but I've spoke to the doctor about it. I've told the doctor what I drink and things. But again, look, I don't know. It's like, if you really want to do something, I think you should. I'm not saying, well, everybody's different, but I really think my own, I can do things with my own willpower if I really, really want to. Maybe I'm just cutting myself on, I don't know. But I don't know, doctors, they want to refer you to this person, that person, and then they want to talk to you, and you're like, I don't want like, a lecture, and I don't know. No, I mean, I know exactly everything they're going to say to me. Oh, this is that, that's this and whatever else. I don't know.
No, I get that. I get you don't really pass from pillar to post. You've had that, you know, a lot in your childhood, haven't you, let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. I've had all that lies and whatever. Well, I'm not saying lies, but well, I'm saying lies, but you know what I mean.
I know, Paul. Okay, so, I mean, is it worth me writing to your GP, do you think, about
what?
The alcohol?
Why not?
Okay, perfect.
End of day, they can only tell you if they know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I have got a tough one. It's my last tough question, William.
Come on.
I am sorry, buddy.
Not a problem, Paul.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, William?
I have not, no. I would say I can rise above that. I will never give in to that at all. Never.
Well done,
even though you do have different thoughts now and again, I suppose.
Yeah.
Not saying I've been going, oh, I need to do this or that, but no, I would never consider that.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, I have to ask that question. A, it lends, you know, to people's mental health, and B, if they have tried, the majority of my clients have, ended up in hospital, and I write to that hospital and get that information as evidence for them as well.
Yeah, I've never been in that position, fortunately.
Okay, perfect. Thank God.
I think alcohol is what you pranked that for me, maybe. Maybe some other substances in the past. But again, I don't know.
How bad is your drinking problem? How bad do you... Are you heavily dependent on it, or are you...
I can still function and things, and I actually drive a taxi at the moment, so obviously I've got to be fit for that. But, so basically, my mum passed away last June, July.
Yeah,
that's affected me quite a lot this year and last year. So basically, I hadn't worked basically for, I don't know, basically since last year to about a few weeks ago, I hadn't really worked fully, but that's nothing to do with this, obviously. I was sort of went back on quite heavily drinking, probably 8 to 12 cans a night, roughly 5%. I'm a big guy too, so I know I'm making excuses again, but I don't know. Honestly.
Okay, buddy. Yeah, no problem.
But I've drank near enough every day all my life.
Yeah.
Honestly.
A lot of my clients use alcohol and cannabis, to try and all and numb their own brain, should we say.
Yeah.
So I get it. I hear it every 20 minutes and see, calls that a month. So
I also believe that back then, I had to go and see... Well, see, in primary school, I had to go and see a psychologist. Right?
Okay, yeah.
And that goes away back to primary 3 or something, I think. Now, looking back and things... There's probably nothing wrong with apart from ADHD and maybe autism.
Yeah.
I've never been tested, and I did go to the doctor and ask him to get tested after my son was diagnosed, and he told me, oh, you're in a full-time climate, we don't test people like you.
Oh, wow.
Because my son actually goes to Choices in Alexandria, it's a special school, and he's got autism and ADHD.
My son has autism, he's sick. We're waiting for the full diagnosis, although we've asked 2 years ago, schools asked as well, but
yeah, and it takes forever to do it's unbelievable.
He gets a lot of help, like, so that's good.
Yeah.
Can I take your GP details, please, William?
It's Dr. Dunn, D-U-N-N.
Yeah.
And it's Dumbarton Health Centre, Station Road, Dumbarton. So it's a wee bit windy here and I don't have my
headphones. Okay.
Okay.
What type of dog have you got?
Sorry?
What type of dog have you got?
It's an Italian Mastiff, King Corso.
Oh, I love the King Corsos.
She's lovely, she's well socialised with other dogs. Yeah. She's only a year old. She's She's actually my ex's and my son and daughter's, but I take her a walk every day. That's how crazy my life is.
Yeah, I've got two totally opposite dogs today. I've got two golden retrievers. They're absolute soft as a brush.
Ah, she's got a couple of golden retriever pals down here, if she plays with.
Yeah. So what I'll do, William, is I'll write to the GP, I'll write to the authority of Cardross Assessment Centre. When I get that information, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be anything worth there. I couldn't even tell you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's just for your records. If you want it, it's yours. So what we'll do is we'll go through that together. Make sure that, you know, we haven't missed anything out. Make sure you're happy with all of your statements.
Yes.
We'll then obviously attach your medical records to the case as well that we find from your GP. And then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. From there, William, we then await what's called a panel date. So that's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll get you the recognition and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. Campbell.
Yeah, it's not a problem at all, and I appreciate this happening, because some people, I know people that were in there worse than me, and I know other people that were in other places that were,
Well, if you ever get in touch with them, you can always give them my number, we can help them.
Yeah, I don't even know half of them. I know something, if that's sad, I don't even know half of their names anymore.
Yeah.
Or even any of their names.
That's your memory blocking them out anyway, isn't it?
Well, exactly, yeah, and that's just, that's sad.
Yeah. So just to let you know, William, I have to go back a step with you, just obviously because of the sensitive nature of these cases, and obviously I'm about to embark on probably 8 months' worth of work now getting this information. So I need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you.
Okay.
Before I obviously start getting to work.
Okay.
So just to let you know, William, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so.
Right, okay.
That would entail you obviously gathering your own evidence and submitting and presenting your own case. That's entirely
that would be too much. That would be far too much hassle for me to do. I've got two young kids and trying to get a dog out is just crazy.
Nobody.
So I do appreciate. I do appreciate you doing that for me. Yeah.
I do have to just present it. Option two is there are other law firms, James, William, that will help you.
Yeah.
Apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees.
Right.
The reason why they do this is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case.
Right, okay.
Now, as a law firm, and as me representing a law firm, I can't go into those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, and more important, William, what they don't do for you.
Right, okay.
All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't
take
handouts from the Scottish Government.
It seems a bit strange why the Scottish Government are funding their own lawyers to take care of that.
Well, they're not their own lawyers. They're private law firms.
Right.
But they're funding private law firms to do this. Hmm. We don't do it.
It doesn't really seem right in my head anyway, but who knows? I don't know.
Well, we don't want a handout. We want to obviously work for our living and work for the results. Plus, we don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government either.
Mm-hmm.
We enter into a private fee agreement with yourself, William, under a no-win, no-fee contract, where, you know, you win, we win, you lose, we lose. It's on us.
Well, which makes more sense for you to win it for me then.
It's on us to go out and gather the evidence for you. You know, submit the best case possible to give us both, let's be honest, both the best chance of winning. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, William.
Yes.
Actually 16% plus VAT, so it's around about 19.2%, but that doesn't really roll off the tongue. So you'll never pay us more than 20%. Inclusive of all VAT. On the no-fee side of it, because you've been through such hardship in your life, you know, going through YOs or assessment centres or care,
We will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we're unsuccessful with your case. So if we don't get you any compensation, we won't come knocking for fees.
Right, I thought you said it's no win, no fee.
It is, that's what I'm saying. So if we don't get any money for you, we won't take any, we won't come knocking for fees. So
yeah, aye, so there's no fees if you don't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Hi, there's no got to be all yours, this or that, but
no,
we didn't mind.
Our insurance company or insurance policy that we've taken out against the cases, they will pay us if we are unsuccessful.
Right, okay. And I get a bit of that then, no?
So you get 20% of the claim. Sorry, we get 20% of the claim. You get 80%.
Okay.
I was going to take 80%. Average case value in Scotland, the Scottish Redress is 55k. So just for your, you know, own peace of mind.
Okay.
So that on them figures alone, you would walk away with 44, and we would walk away with 11.
Right.
So, but that's an average. That's not.
Yes.
I'm not saying that's what you're going to get. So do you understand those three options, William?
I do. Yes.
Perfect. And you're still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes. Sorry, what's your name?
Michael.
Michael, right, not from Michael. I didn't get it at the start, so.
Yeah, it's okay.
I just like to put a name to your voice.
Yeah. So you've got my number, William. This is my number now. So if you need me for anything, save it as Michael MMA. You can always give me a call. I'll always be at the other end of this phone call for you.
Okay.
Just the last piece, William. You signed some documentation with us, which is the no-win, no-fee agreement you signed.
Yeah.
You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you sign that document with
us.
Now, if that's been over 14 days and you're unaware of that, I can reach...
No, that's absolutely fine. I'm fine with everything that's happening, and I'm just glad that something's happening eventually.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off period and I can get started on your case?
I think it's been over 14 till the truth anyway.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, no...
That's not a problem at all.
Okay, perfect.
And I got a message saying, I can't even remember, my head's like a sip too. So, did I send a picture of my driving licence and appropriate documents?
I don't think I would be speaking to you unless we have everything.
I presume I have, but you know what, I just can't remember.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. So I have a driving licence for you, which runs out on 2031, which is fine.
Okay. What address have you got for me?
Give me 2 seconds.
Because at the moment, I'm in Mom's house and my sister just messaged me there. Aye, Four Command View, that's correct. But my sister just messaged me there saying that a lawyer's going to the sheriff court to try and get me evicted now. So that's another story going on in my life at the moment too. So I've got it all going on.
Yeah. Well, if it changes, if you
still want to
change, just let me know, please.
Of course, I will.
I'll change all the details for you.
Well, not a problem.
Like I said, save my number, please, William. My name's Michael.
Michael.
Pick up the phone and ring me. I'll write to you within 2 weeks with all my contact details and the process. And I'll touch base with you every 4 weeks or so.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Later afternoon is preferable because I do work night shift.
Perfect.
I'm trying to work as much as I can at the moment to catch up.
Yeah, no problem. Afternoons. Very excited. Okay. Make sure that Molly rings you in the morning. It's only going to be me now from now on anyway, so I've got to
go
there. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No, I think that. I don't know. If you need anything for me, and let me know, obviously, but...
Okay.
I don't know what else to say, really. You know what I mean? Again,
buddy. No problem. If you think about anything, just call me.
Yeah, and again, I don't really want to go into too much detail either, because I've got enough going on in my life without bringing things like that back.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, if you ever want to just have a chat, just give me a call, okay?
Yeah, Michael, not a problem at all.
Thank you, William. It's lovely speaking to you today. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. You take care. Thanks, bud. Bye-bye.
Bye, William. Bye now.
You're welcome.